Hello? You are welcome to Living Seed. May God release the grace in His Word to fashion your life as you listen to this radio program again this week. This program today is still a continuation of the series on the guidepost for the end-time believer, studies in the first epistle of John. We believe God for you today that as you go on this journey to eternity, you will be diligent not to lose sight of the landmarks to heaven. If you do, you will rather end somewhere else, that is, here. And as God imparts your life today, do write us as we share fellowship together. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971 Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971 Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. And as you're about to pray for the message today, I have the pleasure to invite a Bible teacher on this program to bring us the oracles of God, Brother Gbile Akani.
Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we worship you, we bow before you, we exalt you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for the death of Jesus on the cross to draw us to yourself and to make us to have fellowship with you. Father, today we want to ask that you will speak with us again on the guidepost for the end-time believer. Things we must watch so that we don't deviate from the faith of the elders. Lord, I ask as many as are listening to your word, may you please reveal yourself to them. Reveal your divine purpose unto their lives. Thank you, Father, for hearing us, for we have prayed together in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank God once more for bringing us your way today and for granting us the opportunity to continue our series of studies on guideposts for the end-time believer. And we have been looking at the book of 1 John as our basic text of study. It's my prayer that as we continue today again, the Lord will encounter you in a definite way. Last week, we began to study chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14. But by the time we sign off, we were able to get up to verse 6. And so this time around, I'd like us to continue 1 John chapter 2. And I would like you to begin your reading from verse 7. From verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that says he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. May God bless his word to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in looking at this 7 or 8 verses that we have again read together today, there are a few things that we need again to check as guideposts for us in the end time. And I would like you to again continue to discover that all through this epistle, John the Beloved continued to explain the reasons why he is writing this epistle. Now, as if he is not undermining what some of us may have had as our experiences, and neither am I also presuming that you don't know anything. That's why the word of God is coming to us. No. Actually, whether you are a very grown-up man, you are a father already in the faith, that is to say you have been working with the Lord for a long time, this message is also addressed to you. And he said, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is from the beginning. Even if some of you listening to me today, you have been very old in the Lord, you have been serving the Lord since the early 60s, and you can look back at so many things that God had done through your hand. Let me again take the liberty of the Holy Spirit to again speak with you, because you know what I'm talking about. You know that this guidepost that God is reminding you today were the things you started with. They were the things that God began to speak to us when we first repented, when we first met the Lord. They were the issues that the elders, the patriarchs, in the several centuries that have gone, they were the issues they treasured. They were the object of the faith. They were the emphasis of the doctrine on which the church was based in their days. So even if you're an old man of God, please permit me to remind you what you have already known from the beginning. And if you are a young man and you are feeling in your heart that yes, you have overcome the wicked one, that you are very strong, that you are really kicking the devil up and down, let me speak to you, because you have already overcome the wicked one. Now, because you have overcome the wicked one, you still need to know these things. And if you are just a baby in Christ, and you have just experienced forgiveness of sins, you have just experienced, you know, deliverance and the redemption for the name, for his name's sake, now the more the reason we need to set this guidepost before you. Now, these things we are talking about, listen, they are not issues either to condemn you, but they are meant to guide you. They are meant to help you advance in your pilgrimage, especially in this end time. Now, going back now to verse 7, he said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you. And I praise God that you will bear me record also that these things we are reading, they are not new commandments. They are not new ideas. When you go back to all that Jesus Christ taught, when you go back to all that Jesus Christ sat on the mount to teach his disciples on the Sermon on the Mount, since he shared with them either in the Garden of Gethsemane, either in Bethany or in Caesarea Philippi, all the places where he took them aside to teach them and pour his heart unto them, you discover that these were just but a reminder of that which the Lord has said. If you want to be very faithful to the word of God, go back and look at the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll find that those are the things that the master taught. Those are the instructions the Lord Jesus Christ gave those that will hear in after believe in his name. So this is not a new commandment, but an old commandment which ye heard from him from the beginning. Look at how Williams translation put it. He said, dearly beloved, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one that you have heard from the beginning. That old command is the message that you have heard. Yet it is a new command that I'm writing you. It is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Now I want to now ask you, what is this same old command? You remember that in chapter 15 of John and verse 10, Jesus said, whosoever keepeth my commandment is the one that abides in my love. So if you say you are my friends, then keep my commandment. You cannot say yes, you are in fellowship with Jesus Christ and you are living disorderly, and you are living a life that is not congruent, does not resemble his own lifestyle. Unto what were you called? And whom do you resemble? Whose lifestyle have you imbibed? Now, so this is not new to call you back onto Christian life, a life patterned after Jesus Christ, not just a life of ordinary activities or routine church programs, not just a life of self-display and self-carnal exhibition, but a life that is particularly tailored, particularly patterned after the lifestyle that we saw in Christ Jesus. For the will of God is that we will be conformed to the image of his dear son. Now, so let's now look at that scripture more closely from verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Dear brother, as the true light is now shining in the face of Jesus Christ, in the face of his life, as we examine his life, as we interact with his life, as we, you know, relate with his life, we see the true light shining. We see what has been in the mind of God to make of us. And so what God is beginning to say to us again now, it might sound new, it might sound strange to some of you, but to fathers, they know that I've only repeated, I've only brought back to memory what the Lord had been saying to you in the beginning. And those of you that are young men, if you look deep into the recesses of your heart, you'll find that the Holy Spirit must have continuously emphasized this back into your life. Now, so verse 9, he that says he is in the light. Now that's the other guidepost that the Holy Spirit will have us to consider very carefully today. He that says is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abides in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knoweth not whither he goes, because that darkness has blinded him. Now if we will look at this very closely, now you will see the Holy Spirit beginning to bring another parameter by which we measure whether we are actually in the light and whether we are actually interacting and relating properly with God the Father and his son Jesus Christ, and whether you are preparing yourself to be part of that fellowship, that general assembly, the church of the firstborn, unto which we are all called to participate. Now, what is this other parameter? Whereas we have looked at parameter of walking in the light and no darkness inside at all, no nothing, no shadow, nothing, you don't want anybody to know about you. We have looked at the parameter of, you know, keeping his commandment and walking with him, the parameter of keeping his word and living as he lived, walking as he walked. Now, today we are seeing another guidepost that can help you to check whether you are progressing in your Christian experience. And what is this? He said, he that says is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness. Not until last night, not until last year, not until 2 years ago, the Bible says, even until now. Which means, now we cannot, listen to me now, you cannot be a good child of God and a bad brother or a bad sister to any other Christian. You cannot say you are enjoying a deep relationship with God when your relationship with brothers, relationship with Christians, relationship with other sisters, the relationship with other persons is not right. It doesn't go together. You cannot say your life has changed while hatred is still there. So look at the way the Bible now put it. Say, he that says he is in the light and hates, please note, hates his brother. Now you don't have to hate 3 brothers or 20 brothers or 1,000 Christian brothers or 1,000 other Christian sisters or even people at your work that seem not to agree with you and hope that you are in the light. Friend, I have heard several of you executing people in your prayers. I asked some of you, say, bring fire down, bring this, they will not succeed. You live in hatred, and somebody is assuring you that you are going to heaven. I think you have missed the road. The Bible says, whosoever says is in the light and hates his brother. Who is that brother? I may not know. It is possible that you simply say, well, I don't hate him, but I don't like him. That is, you are just being semantic. There is no gap. There is no in between hatred and love. You are either love a man or you hate him. If you don't like a man, you have hated him. That is the meaning. That's the word of God. Now, can you quickly look deep in your heart? Who are the people that you cannot go with? Who are the persons that anytime they mention their names, you lose your peace? You lose your composure. Who are those persons that even if they are talking or they are singing or they are doing anything, you don't want to be part of it? There are people that you prefer not to talk with, and you've not talked with them for 2 years. They go their way, you go your own way. And you are hoping that you will be in heaven together with those brothers. Sorry, my dear. You are in darkness even until now. It doesn't matter how many demons have been jumping up and down when you prayed. You are in darkness. And I think those demons, they are only catapulting to deceive you so that you will not know where you are going. Look at the way the Bible put it. It said, he that hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Verse 11 said, but he that hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness. As you are going up and down, I see you go for your walk. I see you go for church meeting. I see you go for program. I see you go for different things. God says you are walking presently in darkness. You don't know where you are going because that darkness has blinded your eyes. If only you can see the guidepost, you will have known that you've missed the road. There are some of you that even though you are a preacher, you don't like to hear another preacher. You hated him in your heart. Your quarrel with him may be that he took your church members. Your disagreement with him may be because of the way he's doing his things. And so all the time, if he puts his program on a Wednesday, you make sure you plant your own that day too. Competition, hatred in your heart. I think you don't know where you are going according to the word of God. Now, dear sister, is there a woman you sell with in the market? Anytime you see her, you know, everything inside of you just turn around. You don't like to see her. You don't talk with her. No relationship, whatever. Sometimes you even try to be an hypocrite by greeting and say, oh, good morning, and you do all of that. Now, the Bible says you cannot see you in the light and you hate a brother. You cannot say you are fellowshipping with God, you are enjoying Jesus Christ, and there is a Christian brother, there is a sister, or there is even a relative somewhere that you hated. There are some of you listening to me say, well, the man you hated may even be your husband because of what he has been doing, because of the way he has been behaving, and there's a thread in you. Anytime you see him, there's a reaction coming out inside of you. But when you go to church, you lift up your hands. Now, if you read 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, let holy men lift up holy hands without grudging. Now, anywhere there are grudges, you are not in the light. You are in darkness. Now, men of old, they knew that. If you will quickly look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 14, he said, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now these are the parameters by which they know that they are progressing towards heaven. Now my dear brother, dear listener, whosoever you are today, can you quickly take a pause? Are you in darkness or are you in the light? I'm not asking whether you are fornicating. I'm not asking whether you are still a drunkard. I'm not asking whether you are not paying your tithes. I'm simply asking you, is there a brother somewhere? It might be 2 kilometers away. It might be in the same house with you. It might be in America. It may be in London. Wherever he is, I simply want to ask you, is there someone that your heart doesn't go together with? You are in darkness even until now. Men of old, they could not tolerate a little misunderstanding between themselves and another brother and hope to make heaven. They can't even sleep with it. They know the gravity of living in darkness and dying in darkness. Now, so let's examine that. This guidepost, is your life the life of love? Is your life at peace with all men? You see, the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Romans chapter 12 says, as much as it lies within your power, be at peace with all men. as much as you can do. Do the until there's nothing else you can do. Be at peace with all men. You cannot harbor a thread in your heart and hope to be in the light. It's not possible. Now, so can you check a situation where people are competing with one another? A situation where you backbite another brother? A situation where two preachers cannot go together? A situation where there is quarrel, competition, wrangling among us, and we seem to really, really hope that we are progressing? A situation where we struggle to counteract one another, even in the work of God, even in the ministry? A situation where we preach against one another out of bad heart, out of embittered heart? Are you sure you are in the way of light? Are you sure you are not progressing towards the way of death? Now, men of old, they will want us to remember this. They will want us to remind you of this guidepost. I see the Holy Spirit say, look, sound the alarm unto the believers in this end time. These are days that I see a lot of mobilization. But this mobilization is not the Spirit of God. It's not spirit geared. It is competition. It is bitterness. Many of you have started churches, and you are listening to me. You broke away from the church where you are. You started your own. Even the name you are calling your church already shows that there is hatred, there is bitterness, there is competition somewhere. Otherwise, we wonder why you are bearing the kind of name you are bearing. Now, you may be a big general overseer today, but you see, that issue is standing between you and God. You are in darkness even until now. Even until now. Several decisions you have taken, did you take it out of purity of heart, and did you take it out of love for the brethren? If there is someone somewhere that your heart has not gone with, I demand of you this hour, you need to go and reconcile with that life. Otherwise, when you be cast into the prison of darkness, you may have to pay dearly for it with your life. Now, the Bible said, he that loves his brother abides in the light. There is none occasion of stumbling in him. Now, that's something I would like you to please check now. He that loves his brother abides in the light. There is no occasion of stumbling in him. Do people stumble because of you? If you love the brethren, nobody will because of you fall into sin. If you love the brethren, nobody will be provoked unto jealousy because of you. Dear brother, you are a husband. Does your wife not grieve because of the way you talk, the way you behave, the things you have been doing? Of course, you come out and wear the same uniform to church. Can I ask you this moment? Are you not a man that is causing occasion for stumbling? Are you not a man that is making some people to cry? Your progress, is it not the disappointment of so many? The church members you have gathered now that you are saying you are the fastest growing church in your town, are they surely your converts? Are there not other pastors that are crying and regretting for allowing you to have access unto their church members, not knowing that you are going to steal them away? I hear you saying, well, sheep always go to where there is pasture. Are you sure? Are you sure? Now, today, as I draw this matter to a close, I write this to you, the Bible says, even if you are a father, because you know this from the beginning. I write this to you, even if you are a young man, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write this to you, O children, because your sins have been forgiven for his name's sake. But I want to put this to you. Can you check this guidepost? Are you living in love? And so, are you in light or are you in darkness? Up till now, are you in darkness? He that hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. As we ask you to pray, why will you persist in darkness? Why will you continue in darkness? Why will you assume that it doesn't matter? It really, really matters a lot. It means a lot to live a life in darkness. Look at where the Bible now concludes in verse 11. He that hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness. He preaches in darkness. He sings in darkness. He gives in darkness. Everywhere he goes in darkness. He knows not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. As we begin to plead with God, are in prayer together this hour, my question to you, I want to make it straightforward. Is there somebody you have not agreed with? Why don't you take your pen right now and reconcile with that man? This is the end time. Days are very, very short. You need to keep short account in case the Lord just come to pick us up from here anytime. I want to ask you, have you settled all quarrels? Have you settled all disagreements? Are you at peace with all men? Are you living in love? Are you living right? Are you in the light? Husband, are you in the light? Wives, are you in the light? Brother, are you in the light? Pastor, are you in the light? Deacon, elder, are you in the light? Are you in the light? Is your life right with God? Do you know where you are going? This again is another guidepost for any man who wants to make it. Whosoever hates his brother is in darkness even until now. Check, where are you? Check where is your location and take a step right now as we pray. As you cry to God to forgive you, you must go and sue peace, sue for peace, sue for forgiveness with the brother, with the sister, and make sure your account is right. Don't sleep tonight until you make things right, both with God and with men. God bless you.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming at our hands. As many as, Lord, are living in this darkness of hatred, we pray that your light will shine at them, and they will bear your words today as they confess and make peace by your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you say that you are in the light and therefore a Christian, and yet there is a brother or some people you hate? Do you know that for whatever reason this keeps you in darkness even till now? Check your life against the God post today. Take a step out of darkness of hatred and step into the light of God as you confess and settle things with your brother this day. God bless you, and do write us for counseling if need be. Our address is Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Living Seed, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. And do